Monday, everybody. It's a short week because it's a holiday week on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
That means today is the first day of the week. Tomorrow's basically hump day. And then Wednesday's Friday.
Oh, I
so
like
just
that.
Get
that
ready
yeah.
for a truncated version of your week with the Colleen and Bradley Show.
But you're going to be able to hear us all week long. Don't worry if you tune in. There will be some amazing show bits on Thursday and Friday.
That is true. Amazing show bits.
Show bits.
So we're going to be eating turkey on Thursday, but today we're probably going to have to eat a little crow, it sounds
like. I see what you did there. Okay.
Why are we eating crow?
Well, because our good friend Jonathan Chabon turns out not as big of a lying liar who lies as once we thought. So, Food God is the name that was taken by a gentleman. I also question whether or not he really changed his name legally to Food God, because nobody calls him in any document or report Food God.
No.
I think that was just a scam. But Jonathan Chabon, you would know as the bestie mm-hmm. of Kim Kardashian, one of many besties, but
she
OG.
She does have a lot of besties.
He's the OG bestie. And he never really did anything other than like kind of hang off the side of the Kardashian gravy train.
Apparently, he did have a reality show for like a
hot second,
lukewarm second.
Yeah. So again, you know, he was casting about trying to figure out how to cash in on his 5 seconds of fame. He eventually did that when he started to talk about food on his Instagram. And by that, I mean, he really just sort of became this big SponCon opportunity and then created this whole personality. And granted, he's been successful regardless. Let's fast forward to why we're talking about him today. I said it's because we were maybe wrong about him. The thing we were wrong about is that theft. Remember how he was... or he claimed that his watch, his very, very expensive watch, had been stolen at gunpoint.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty dramatic. Like, in his driveway, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was like, I don't think it was necessarily his driveway, but it was like the driveway of wherever he was, a friend's house or his mom or something.
Yeah.
And,
but it was like in a residential situation.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was, you know, bebopping down the main street USA and somebody, you know, showed up with a gun and was like, give me a watch. It wasn't like that.
No, but it was like, give me your watch at gunpoint, because according to the Associated Press, and generally we, unlike some of the tabloids, will take what they say at face value, federal authorities in New York City have brought charges in the county where this took place. Armed robbery of Jonathan Chabon. They have brought charges not against Jonathan Chabon, excuse me, against two men who are accused of stealing at gunpoint his $250,000 watch. Put a pin in that because I have some information about the watch. Ooh. But so Food God turns out was right, was not lying.
And here we thought he was doing it for attention, which honestly, do you remember when Kim Kardashian had that robbery experience? And for like the briefest of moments, we thought maybe it was an attention grab, and then had to eat crow on that.
I would not be entirely surprised if perhaps there was some truth to those conspiracy theories. But sure, okay. So Kim Kardashian was in fact the victim of robbery. So was Jonathan Chabon. And we only know this because over the weekend, these two people were charged. And I thought, oh God, well, that makes us look like, you know, tinfoil hat Looney Tunes.
Right.
And I will say that, again, just to reiterate, the holdup occurred last August. He was arriving. It was a friend's house in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Two men approached and asked him for, get this, the time before they pulled a gun on him and made off with his timepiece. So I thought that was a clever way of stealing somebody's watch.
Checking
Do you have the time?
And then they're like, yoink.
He's like, yes. And he's like, good, give it to me. Now, the creepy thing is the two men that were arrested and charged, actually, this is not the first time that this has happened. And a previous arrest or a previous assault, robbery, burglary, theft, I forget which it is when somebody's holding a gun to you.
Then it's
aggravated.
Then it's a robbery.
Yeah. The robbers in that case pulled a gun on somebody else. For the same timepiece, the same kind of timepiece. It's called Richard Mille, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong because it's a fancy brand that I will never wear in my life. And previously, a person was shot and wounded when that went down. So this is like legit.
These guys are just out for like this type of watch, apparently.
But what's interesting about it, and let me quickly just tie up some loose ends, and then, and if you're wondering, like, why are you starting the show talking about Jonathan Chabon, Food God, what, on a Monday? Like, there's nothing better going on?
There's like 100 reasons, but...
Well, yeah, there's 100 reasons, but mostly because I just find this story to be completely fascinating, because at face value, you're like, well, I don't trust anything Jonathan Chabon says, but okay, so federal authorities, blah, 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 actual robbery, gunshots, boom, boom, boom. Something actually is going on here, so that's fascinating. And then I want to know about these two guys who, by the way, have made a habit of going around at gunpoint stealing the same timepiece. So then I head over to the Google machine, and I'm looking up these Richard Mille timepieces or whatever they're called. Yeah. These things are like several hundred thousand dollars, and it just makes me wonder, like, why does somebody walk around with... like the average price of a, you know, home in South Minneapolis
on their wrist,
right? Like, that is just fascinating to me. It's stupid, yeah, if you ask me. It's also fascinating. But then I wonder, like, how did these two know that Jonathan Chabon was going to be where he was and that he was going to be wearing one of these timepieces? Now,
so that's my big question.
Well, I'm glad you had that question, because the answer to that question, and to the audience who most likely has that question as well, you'll remember that he had made a habit of posting images on social media,
yes,
or being viewed in videos wearing that timepiece. Now, if you're in the market for a $250,000 timepiece and you want to go, you know, like, that's $250,000.
Yeah.
So you would invest some time and money,
right,
in figuring out where that $250,000 is sitting around.
Right.
And then going and getting it. Right? Like, that in and of itself is a fascinating story, and one that I would like to watch the Netflix series on, like, you know,
niche robberies.
Yes. Thieves who run around stealing Richard Mille timepieces.
Can I ask a question? Do we know who is the other person who had their Richard Mille timepiece stolen, the person that was shot? Is that somebody that, like, we would recognize the name of?
I don't have a name, so I don't know that. But that's, you know, that's like an interesting, you know, try to piece these things together. Certainly.
Because I can understand how you would stumble upon a picture, sort of Jonathan Chabon. You know, he's relatively high-ish profile. So I can see how you would stumble upon that picture of his timepiece that he's flashing about on his Insties.
Also...
Oh, does he hashtag it?
No.
Okay.
If you go to the Google machine, who wears Richard Mille watches? The jewelry editor. Our watch editor takes a close look at who wears Richard Mille watches and why. And then you go down the list. Rafael Nadal, that other guy, mm-hmm, that other one, the happy guy. What's his name? I'm happy Pharrell. Seal.
This is fun.
Kevin Hart.
Keep giving me clues.
The redheaded singer guy.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, Joe Manganiello.
Nelly.
Lots of people, right? So all you have to do if you're looking for a quick $250,000 theft option, and you got to imagine that Jonathan Chabon is easy pickings.
Oh, he's a
low-hanging fruit. Yeah,
he's like a, you know, the tortoise and the hare.
Also my nickname in college. What?
He's the tortoise.
Huh?
He's the tortoise. Like, he's just slowly lumbering around. He doesn't have bodyguards.
I was going to say, you have more ready access to, mm-hmm, Jonathan Chabon than you do Rafael Nadal or...
Mm-hmm. Joe Manganiello,
yeah,
even.
Mm-hmm. And then if you just Google and go to the image tab, you will see all sorts of celebrities that are wearing these watches.
Oh my gosh. I'm with you on that, though. Like, I want that reality show with these niche robbers who are like, we got to get the, because I, you know, it makes sense, right? Like, lower risk if you have to commit the crime once or twice to get a huge payout, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not, you'd have to steal like 100,000 Swatch watches to make up for the exact, you know what I'm saying? So I'm curious about their methodology, and I think we'll never learn, but I'm here for the storyline.
But the reason I think we need to be very careful about eating too much crow is, you know, there have been some blind items.
Yeah.
About this particular robbery. And Holly, I think you might just want to refresh our memory. Blinded
by the item. This blind item was from August 4th. Here we go. The fake PR person to the reality family was feeling a little left out, so they gave him a little storyline for the season. It's all fake, but at this point, they don't really care.
Yeah, see, and that's why I thought that he had made the whole thing up. But now when there's real people being held accountable for the crime.
Yeah, unless, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not totally sold.
You might have just fashioned yourself another tinfoil hat.
But if you have like somebody giving you, you know, some money under the table to go rob somebody, I mean, you don't know. Why people rob. We need to know more about these robbers and find out what their motivations were. And maybe this is like the tip of, you know, a lying iceberg. It's possible. I'm just saying, never give up hope that the blind item will someday be
revealed. Stay nimble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stay on your toes. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, not only are we going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood, but we're also going to announce a new Live for Free name. If you hear your name announced when we come back, you will be the winner of $100 and you will be entered to win $10,000. Listen up. We'll reveal that name when we come back on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Well, Holly Roberts is here and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. But before we get to that dirt, exciting.
I hate this year.
We are about to announce a Live for Free name for this hour. It has been a tough year and we want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. So Pam Vandersloos is this hour's name. Pam Vandersloos, call us back at 651-641-1071
in the next 10 minutes.
And if you do, Pam Vandersloos, you will win $100 and you'll be entered to win the grand prize of $10,000.
Come on, Pam.
Pam Vandersloos. And if you are a friend of Pam Vandersloos,
or Vandersloos or Slice or Sluice,
and you just heard her name announced, you better call her and tell her to call.
Yeah. If you know Pam and you heard this and you didn't call her, you're going to be persona non grata in Pamela's familia, though.
Exactly. All right. Now, Holly, let's why don't you sling some dirt at us and we'll watch the phones.
Okay. Fantastic. Let's talk about this exclusive story on people.com today. Lori Loughlin's daughters are struggling with her jail sentence.
Oh,
a source says it's a nightmare. Please discuss amongst yourselves.
Awesome. Okay. We will discuss amongst ourselves.
I mean, is it a surprise? And also, are they really struggling? I mean, in their ivory towers?
I mean, here's the thing. I just have such a hard time with, like, now the time is here. Their mother and their father are now doing their time, and now they're struggling with this. Like, we've all been preparing for this for quite some time. And you're adults, right? And
they're also adults who haven't had to be adults.
Ever.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised that they're having a hard time.
But, you know, they're gonna survive this.
Oh, for sure.
Because people have survived far worse.
Yeah, but they will get their pound of flesh. They will get their pound of celebrity flesh, I should say, in the form of tabloid headlines. By the way, the story Holly was referencing is an exclusive in People magazine, which means they're talking directly to people to keep their story alive because, I mean, it's not entirely dumb. The idea that this story is going to be attached to her for a while, you might as well make something of it.
Well, and that's the thing is that's where the true test will be, is to see how the Massimo Loughlins turn
Tomasima Laughlin's. Yes,
turn this story around so that it benefits them, right? Because they will, rest assured, they will find a way to, at least they will attempt to rewrite the story.
Pamela just won $100.
Yay, Pamela!
And she's here.
Oh my God, Pamela.
Congratulations. You have won $100 in the Live for Free contest, and now you've been entered to win $10,000. How does it feel?
Awesome.
Right?
What were you doing? When did you just happen to have the radio on, or did you get a call from a friend?
I happened to have the radio on, and I was listening with my daughter, who freaked out.
Yay, that's so awesome.
Most importantly, did we say your last name right?
Eventually. Okay. Vander Slice.
Oh,
Slice.
Go.
Okay, cool. We learned something.
Well, you knew it was you regardless, because I bet that other people have pronounced it incorrectly at some point.
I had a time or two, yes.
So here's my question for you, Pamela. What are you going to do with the $10,000 if you win?
I am going to save it until we can travel again and go on a cruise.
Yeah. Oh, can I go with?
You just found your way into Bradley's heart, right?
What's your favorite cruise line, Pamela?
Royal Caribbean.
Of course it is. So much fun.
As much as I would like to keep Pamela here,
can we just
talk
to Pamela for the rest of the segment about cruising?
No, but what we can do is congratulate Pamela. Congratulations on the $100 and congratulations on being entered to win the $10,000.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Congrats, Pam.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Like,
Hola.
Holy buckets.
I just realized she might not like being called Pam.
Yeah, you know.
You never know.
We just covered all angles. We said her last name wrong.
Pete, the am,
we said her
Allah.
First name wrong. It's all good.
She got it. And she got her money.
She got her money. Congratulations. We'll do that again, by the way, tomorrow at this very same time. And Lori and Julia will do it again at
4:20
and
5:20. They have two times during the Lori and Julia show.
Lucky.
Now, did you guys have a good conversation about Isabel and Olivia Jade?
Oh, we did. We're very concerned about their futures.
All right. Well,
we're not
really.
Yeah. They're going to be just fine. People.com also reporting that cousin Princess Eugenie has moved into Prince Harry's Frogmore Cottage in the UK. Now, remember that Frogmore Cottage in Windsor is the official UK home of Prince Harry and Princess Eugenie. And news broke on Friday that she and her husband moved into the house.
I mean, they moved into it because didn't Harry and Meghan do some like massive upgrades to that house?
Yes.
So they moved into a good spot. Luckies.
Yeah, luckies. Yeah.
That they then paid for out of their own pocket, which... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the pockets of the British royal family. Well,
when you stick your hand in them, you're not quite sure where they will end up. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get some chapstick? Are you going to get lint? Are you going to get millions of dollars? I don't
know. You never know.
You never know. So it's kind of fun that way. And people.com going into the relationship that Eugenie and Harry have with each other, saying that Eugenie has always been more than just a cousin to Harry.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh,
mean?
I would like to
you
know more.
Perverts. Okay. Says they were also the closest of friends. Okay. So that's from the book Finding Freedom. And out of all the Queen's grandchildren, yes, Harry and Eugenie have one of the most natural connections. Like Harry, Eugenie is loyal, honest, and great fun. The two had many nights out together in London. So basically, Eugenie is not going to be telling tales out of school about Prince Harry's debauchery out and about at the club.
I wouldn't.
No,
I always think it would be weird to live in the home that somebody else in your family used to live in, because like then they come and visit and you know that under their breath, they're like, well, I wouldn't have done that with that room.
Although I wonder if they even had to change anything.
Probably not.
After all the money they spent, they're probably like, thanks for doing the work for us.
Right?
We're just going to settle right in.
But even if they were like, oh, I'm not really a fond of that color, we're going to paint the walls. And when Meg and Harry come for like the next holiday, they're going to be like, oh, you didn't prefer the puce that we had.
Puce.
Mm. You know, let's keep on the royal family.
Let's keep on it.
The Crown on Netflix has been out for a week. Causing a sensation, season 4. Now, at least one member of the royal family is now admitting to having watched The Crown on Netflix.
I bet it was Camilla.
No, you're both wrong.
Oh.
It's Mike Tyndall, who's married to the Queen's eldest granddaughter, Zara Phillips, the daughter of Prince Anne. So he is talking about watching the Netflix series, and he's talking on a podcast, and he just says that I've watched it, and he doesn't...
And it's good. It's a show. Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, he doesn't have any kind of real insight into it.
I was going to say, like, he wasn't there for any of it.
That's the thing, is, like, we want to hear from the people who... are portrayed in the show.
Exactly.
But well, they're not going to tell us.
It's his mother-in-law.
Yeah. But, like, I want to hear from the people themselves.
Well, good luck.
I know it's never going to happen. Holly, thank you for that dirt alert.
Thank you.
Hey, we need somebody to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30 seconds pop culture challenge.
Ooh. Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Paula.
We've got Paula on the line. And what is Paula playing for?
Paula is playing for this.
A My Talk 107.1 t-shirt.
All right, Paula, my dear. You ready to? Are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I think so.
All right, the timer will begin upon my completion of the reading of the first question of the answer to the question. You know what I mean? Here we go. The TARDIS... is a time machine in what science fiction TV show?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say Star Trek. I don't know.
Nope. We'll move on. Gizmo is the lead character in what movie franchise?
Oh my gosh. This is so embarrassing. I don't know.
It's okay. LeVar Burton hosted what PBS Kids show?
Oh, is that Reading Rainbow?
Yep. The Queen's Gambit on Netflix is about what game?
Chess.
Kenny G plays what instrument?
Saxophone.
The TARDIS is in what... Oh, God, I'm sorry, Paula.
Paula, I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today. However, you can try again tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Let's answer the questions you did not get correct.
The TARDIS is a time machine in what science fiction television program?
Bradley's favorite, Doctor Who.
And Holly, was that question appropriate today because today is Doctor Who Day?
Well, you know, I read.
Look at you.
I dabble.
Thank you for your support.
And happy Doctor Who Day, everybody.
To all who celebrate. And then the only other one she didn't get was Gizmo is the lead character in what movie franchise?
Gremlins.
I wonder also if there'll be a third Gremlins.
Really great sandwich at the Minnesota State Fair.
Gremlin.
The Gizmo.
Oh, I was like, Gremlin
no,
is a sandwich?
It's that loose
meat. It was a vehicle
meat.
From the 70s.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
All right, now that we answered all those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has selected for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Hot and fresh celebrity gossip mysteries to solve. Here's our first one. NT lawyer thought this illiterate foreign-born A-minus list singer slash wannabe actress was still with her secret boyfriend she had been with all through the pandemic. However, her drug dealer says he had sex with her last week, so maybe not.
Wow. Camila Cabello.
That was good. Fill in the blank.
NT lawyer thought Camila Cabello was still with her secret boyfriend that Camila had been with all through the pandemic. However, Camila Cabello's drug dealer says that he had sex with her last week, so maybe that's not the case.
Awkward. Oh my gosh, she's juggling a lot, our friend Camila is.
She's juggling a lot.
Because she's got a whole fake relationship with Shawn Mendes that she has to keep up appearances with.
Ding, ding.
And then allegedly she's got a secret boyfriend on the side.
And
but
a drug dealer.
But then she's getting it from the drug dealer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot to juggle, y'all.
Luckily, she has people who construct the relationship for her tell her what to do. Walk like a zombie down the street.
Yeah. Like, it is such low expectations this year. They're like, just walk down the street with your coffee cup.
And your slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, for the really quickly, just for the listener who's like, oh my God, what are you saying about Camila Cabello? She does what? This is not the first time we've heard the accusation that she perhaps has a relationship with an individual who makes his living selling illegal substances.
Yeah, it's also not the first time we've heard that she dabbles in those substances.
Carry on.
Blinded by the idol.
You're right there, Colleen. I'm fine. Yeah, okay.
Just a little sniffle.
Careful. Okay. Here is another blind item. This A-list singer slash wannabe actress has her team pressing full time to try and force the hand of a movie studio to cast her in a role. The studio really doesn't want her.
A-list singer wannabe actress.
So when we say wannabe actress, has she actually acted before?
This is correct. This person has actually acted.
But they don't take her maybe as seriously as an actress. So it's not, for example, Jennifer Lopez.
It's not Jennifer Lopez, no.
Is it like an Ariana Grande?
No, because Ariana Grande is an actual actress. She had her own TV show back in the day.
True dat.
So again, A-list singer who her team has been pressing full time to try and force the hand of a movie studio to cast her in a role. I feel like we should know this. I feel like we should know. Demi Lovato? No, she's an actress.
Demi Lovato, no.
Adele?
No. Come on.
The studio does not want Lindsay Lohan.
No. Katy Perry. Katy Perry.
Come on. This A-list. Person was in a big movie a couple of years ago.
Charo! A big movie?
Was it a singing movie? Oh, with the cats? Movie?
Was there cats?
No.
Oh.
But it, yes, people were singing in this movie. No cats.
No cats, but singing.
Taylor Swift!
Oh my gosh. Okay, think about it. A couple of years ago,
yeah.
A big movie with a singer mm-hmm. who was singing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. There, oh my gosh. Yeah, we have problems.
We are. It's pandemic brain.
It's we can't be held responsible for the words that come out of our mouth while we do our jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me fill in the blank for you, though. Lady Gaga has her team pressing full time to try to force the hand of a movie studio to cast her in a role. Now, the movie studio doesn't want her. This is that movie, Gravy Train or Fast Train, Last Train to Clarksville.
Gravy Train. It's Fast Train. Choo Choo Train.
Yeah, Cuckoo Ca-choo. No, it's the one
with... Come on, ride the train.
Yeah. It's not the biopic of the Quad City DJs, but this is a movie that Brad Pitt is starring in.
Oh.
And remember, we talked about this last week, that Lady Gaga was reportedly in the role, running to have a role in this movie.
Good luck to her.
Uh-huh.
It's so obvious. It's so obvious with this one what she wants. And, you know, at least she tries to go get what she wants in life. Mm-hmm. I will give her that. That is a skill too many people don't have.
I feel like it would be easy to go for what you want all the time if you are a person who typically is given that thing with very little effort. I'm just saying.
Oh, I think she's had a lot of effort, though. I mean, she's a very talented woman. And the problem is, I think her acting skills are at like a certain level, and it's not the box office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I think she's great in things like, you know, television shows where she can be as campy as she wants to be, or even in a movie in a campy way. But I feel like she takes herself to be maybe a different kind of actor than she probably actually is.
I think when I said when she's been given things with very little effort, I think she worked very hard to get to the level where she is. But once she got to the level where she was or is now, you know, people are opening doors for her. And, you know, good old Ryan Murphy was like, here, yeah, have a main role in my very popular TV show.
Yeah.
And then she ended up like, did she get awards for that? I feel like she got an Emmy for that, or at least was nominated.
I think a Golden Globe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not nothing.
That's true.
Stay tuned, though, because I will be complaining about award shows in just a little bit. Next, though.
Blinded by the idol.
Another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. Here we go. It turns out the foreign-born A-minus list, mostly movie actor who got publicly busted for cheating on his wife with a co-star was not a one-time thing. They've been hooking up on and off for years.
Oh, Dominic West? Marker.
Interesting.
And his
so
wife.
He's been hooking up with Lily James specifically on and off for years. Whoa.
Yes. So it turns out that Dominic West, who got publicly busted for cheating on his wife with Lily James, this was not a one-time thing. Dominic West and Lily James have been hooking up on and off for years.
Interesting.
Well, that's interesting because, look at this. Dominic West and Lily James put on a very flirty display from snaps that were unearthed 4 years ago. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Guess who still has remained mum?
Lily James. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for those delicious blind items, Holly.
Thank
those ones were good. I'm sorry that we were so great at that one.
Yummy!
Yay! All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, apparently last night, the AMAs aired. That would be the American Music Awards.
I did not watch
Neither
those.
Neither did I. And I just feel like we have to have a family conversation about awards, because award shows are working my last nerve.
All right.
We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. You guys, something's working my last nerve. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And you want me to tell you what's working my last
nerve? Yeah, what's working your last nerve?
Listen, I'm telling you, you're getting on my last nerve.
Colleen and Bradley present Working My Last Nerve.
You are stepping on my last nerve.
Okay. It's award shows. Award shows are working my last nerve.
All of them?
Pretty much.
Okay, tell me more.
Really, there's only two that I kind of actually care about, and they're the big ones. Well, three, maybe four. But three
okay,
and a half. Four, three
you
and
like
a half.
Four, but the rest are trash.
Three and a half. Okay, so like I care about the Golden Globes. I care about the Emmys. I care about the Oscars. And I kind of care about the Grammys. But other than that, like, leave me alone with these award shows. So last night was the AMAs. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Now, the first reason why is because all award shows are made up awards. All awards are made up awards.
Yeah.
It's a group of people that were like, we should award people for doing things that are award worthy. But they should be like super famous awardee people that we're going to give big awards to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get dressed up and it'll be the same people, though, like every time.
Yeah.
Showing up at the awards, and then usually even actually the same people will just get the awards. So it's just like a really exclusive party, but we'll put cameras on it and try to make people care about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sprinkle in some performances, and people will talk. But I think the AMAs last night were mainly a platform for Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly to showcase their publicationship.
Oh, okay. I did not watch the AMAs. How are they even, like, was this a virtual thing? What's
no.
going on?
So then that's the other thing that is working my last nerve, is that the celebrities, they get to do all the things that nobody else gets to do. Because they do, like, Mongo crazy testing. And then, you know, J-Lo gets to dance on the stage and, like, you know, dance with her dancers.
Yeah.
And, you know, wank
Where was
wank
this even?
Booty.
Was this in L.A. somewhere?
Yes.
I would assume.
So, first of all, it aired on ABC. I did not watch it. It was at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. I think they did a hybrid. Like, I think they did what other award shows have done, and they had some people there on site and others that were not there. But Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they walked the red carpet. It was big news because it was their first red carpet. And then she actually introduced his performance. I did not, again, I did not watch it because I could not tell you what a Machine Gun Kelly does. Does he sing opera? Does he play mandolin?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't listen to Machine Gun Kelly, that's for sure.
But apparently the kids like him. But anyway, but these two are just out flouncing around, and that's what all the headlines are today. It's about those two. And maybe, like, there's a smattering of headlines about Billie Eilish's performance. And I watched, like, a smidgen of J-Lo's performance. But again, I mean, it was great. Like, J-Lo, it can perform her ass off. Like, she's so talented. But also, again, we are in a time where it's like, who are all these people that get to be all together doing their thing and wagging their booties and singing their songs? Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's frustrating, especially if, you know, you're stuck at home and you're not able to see your loved ones or friends or family or, you know.
Yeah.
Do, like, super basic things. I mean, that's been a frustration for the majority of this pandemic, is that certain, if you work in certain industries, it's kind of like, you know, we've got the resources and all the things that we need to get the testing and to put everybody, you know, whether it's TV. And for some of that, we're grateful, right? Like, so for the things I care about, I'm glad that television shows. I was just actually thinking about The Crown. I was watching an interview yesterday after I finished the latest season, and they, I think there were still 6 days of shooting that they had to do post quarantine, and so they had to come up with all these very unique ways to do it. So on the one hand, I'm grateful the things I care about, but right. Like the things that I don't care about, I'm curious though, your frustration with award shows, is it frustration during a time of pandemic, or is it just in general?
I mean, it's a little of both. It's a little from column A, a little from column B. Today, most of it is the pandemic parade of wealth and celebrity, right? So the fact that they went ahead and did it anyway, like you said, Bradley, like for sure, when it comes to Grey's Anatomy, yes, please, thank you. I'm glad that they found a way to do it. When it comes to This Is Us, thank you. Yes, please. I'm glad they found a way to do it. The AMAs, like, I already had like a base level irritation for made up awards. And so I already was like, please don't make me watch another award show where they're going to award the same stuff with the same people there. And they're going to do interesting performances, which is fine. But I also don't love watching performances on television. It just is not, it's fine. Why did you, I mean, I'm curious because, I mean, both of us actively chose not to watch the AMAs. Like, what went into that choice for you?
Well, I mean, I honestly didn't run away from it. I kind of vaguely knew in the back of my head that it was happening, but I'm not a music aficionado. Like, I don't, you know, I appreciate music in the way that most people do appreciate, and I care about celebrity in the way that it's a part of my job, but I wouldn't naturally gravitate towards the AMAs anyway. If I'm going to watch an awards show, it's going to be TV and movie based.
Right.
So it's not surprising that I didn't watch, whether it was a pandemic year or not. I will say it's even less relevant to me because I haven't been thinking a lot about music. I will say, in terms of award show in general, I too share your feeling that most award shows are kind of, if not fake, certainly constructed in a way that overemphasizes the importance of that industry in the world. So, like, I don't think that, you know, the Academy Awards are the be-all and end-all in terms of movie appreciation in a given year. But I do, like, the part of me that appreciates, you know, like the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes, is that I get to see sort of what that, as a person who works in this business, what a bunch of celebrities in a room look like and celebrities behind the camera look like. And, you know, I'm always fascinated by celebrity, less so with musicians.
Right.
And I will say, if I do watch an awards show with musicians, whether it's the AMAs or, you know, MTV Music Awards or whatever they're even called, it's to watch the performances,
right?
You know, because that, sure, I love a good show, but I don't, like, I'm not keeping track of, like, oh, this is, I don't watch music in the way that some people watch it, the way they watch sports, right? Where they're like, oh, Taylor Swift got 4 out of 6 awards this year and she was the second female leading record. Like, I don't keep track of things on that granular level in the music industry. So, like, this is not my gig.
It's not generally. I will say, other headlines coming out of last night's AMAs, just so that you're informed as to what actually happened. The Weeknd made headlines because he appeared with his face wrapped in bandages.
Who?
The Weeknd.
What's going on with The Weeknd?
Well, nothing, actually. At first, people were concerned that maybe he'd gotten into some sort of accident, but apparently this is part of his aesthetic for his new album. It's a part of method acting from the artist.
Oh,
for his, yeah, for his song Blinding Lights, which shows him getting beaten up by bouncers and then injured in a drunk driving accident. So this is part of his like whole method exposition right now. Also headlines about Megan Thee Stallion, et cetera, et cetera. So the stars were out last night. We just weren't watching them. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got more worked nerves